Yo, 1, 2, 3.
Cool.
Yo.
Yeah, the old Watusi.
It's 88.5 KCSN. This is Mr. Shovel over here in the performance room with Saint Motel hanging out. Hey, thanks so much for coming out here.
Thanks for having us.
We're having the kind of like, it's sort of living room vibe going on.
I like it.
I could definitely live here, for sure.
I actually do live here.
Yeah.
So everybody's kind of sitting. You have the acoustic, we have acoustic guitar, acoustic bass. We have our, you brought the horn section.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, it's either that or they're going to sit in the car. I mean, you know, might as well.
Can't get rid of them.
It's been so long. You know, the first time I remember seeing you guys, I used to do the Check 1-2 night over at the Viper Room.
That's right.
And you guys showed up at the Viper Room when bands load in. They have to put all their gear on the sidewalk out on Sunset Boulevard and load their stuff. And I walked out and I was like, what is somebody moving in here? Because there were like living room lamps and couches and potted plants and stuff.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
Well, the thing was like, you know, you go to the Viper Room however many times, you know, and we wanted the time you come see us to be different. So like, instead of making it feel like a venue, we try to make it feel like a living room. So we would have plants on stage, lamps on the amps, a deer head mounted on the wall. You know, we would put some artwork up, dim the lighting, you know, wine special. And it's hopefully that deal would be like, you've been there a million times, but this would provide a new context for the experience.
And that was obviously effective because I remember it. I recall it.
We remember it too because it was a pain in the butt to carry everything. I mean, can say butt on radio, right?
You can.
Can't bleep that.
That was with one T.
Yep.
But you didn't literally have a couch. I somehow recall a couch, but I'm not sure.
You know, I don't know if we did or not. That I wouldn't put it past us.
Definitely had a taxidermy deer head.
Definitely had the deer head.
Wow.
I have a picture from the Viper Room with it behind me. It's one of my favorite photos.
Yeah, I have photos of it. Did you hold on to any of that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Drag it around on tour?
We still have the deer head. We still have the deer head.
Stevie's still with us.
We just got rid of the plants, actually. We donated them to
the hallway.
The hallway.
Oh. What was left of the plants.
Yeah. They kind
all of. All the leaves were pretty much gone from loading the trees in and out of the van.
From the seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It stayed green, though. We must have been good caretakers and watering it.
Yeah, watered it every day.
At this point, you could probably put them up on eBay and some fan would want them. You guys have worked so hard since then. That was, what, 2007 or something?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
And you guys have put in so much work, just really pounding it out there on the road and really making it happen for yourself. And it's been a while since, I run into you once in a while, but it's been a while since I've seen you. I've been following you on Instagram and Facebook and seeing you guys all over the world, and congratulations on the way things are going for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Keep on keeping on.
Now, I mean, for the most part, you've been putting records out on your own, mm-hmm. on your own label or small independent labels. Now you're with Elektra Records, which is, you know, a sort of a iconic label, The Doors, mm-hmm. you know.
That's pretty wild.
It's, you know, it's interesting. We've definitely had the DIY do-it-yourself indie experience for a long time, so it's been interesting to have like a team behind it now. It's cool. It's nice.
But you've earned it. I mean, a lot of bands, you know, you're starting to pop, and things are going really well for you right now, and it seems as though, wow, where'd these guys come from? But you've worked so hard out there, you on the road, and so, you know, it's good for other bands to see, you know, you keep at it, you put that kind of work into it, and things can happen for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, it's just, we were talking earlier, it's those small bits of incentive that just keep you going, and then hopefully the distance between those gets shorter and shorter, you know, but it's not easy, but it's what we all love to do, so.
I remember seeing suddenly, I don't know how this happened exactly, but suddenly you guys blew up in Italy, like, what happened over there?
So, this EP started in Europe, it was put out by Parlophone over in the UK, and then, you know, that's the first place we ever had any real radio traction, and BBC One was playing it, and it was top 40 and all this stuff. And then it spilled over to Europe, and Italy really made it their own and took hold of it, which was awesome. And
were you on, like, the voice of, you know, the voice of Italy?
Well, pretty much everything but that one so far.
We've been on like basically every other
show. X Factor.
That's great. I mean, that's a great place to blow up because you go around and tour, and then there's, you know,
you're in Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
could
nice
be,
now
it could be worse.
When we go back, I mean, we did so much promotional stuff. Now when we go back, it's you know, we're in these venues and you're just sold out every night, and it's just amazing. You've never been to even this region of the country, and you're, you know, packing venues, and it's cool to see that.
It's very exciting. Well, I don't want to blabber on too much right now because I want to hear you guys play, and then we can chat in a little while. What do you want to play?
I think we're going to start off with Puzzle Pieces.
All right. It's St. Motel. It's 88.5 KCSN.
Honestly, when you look at me, it's like a gun goes off deep inside of me. I can hardly move, I can barely breathe near your features. The trouble is, it's just so obvious. I still see all the lines of surgery remnants where you cut away, left the flaws behind in the ether. Face of puzzle pieces, they don't fit together. Puzzle pieces, they don't fit together. It's never right, but you just can't move on. You can't decide, take away or put on your design. But you won't stop working. A masterpiece in the flesh. It's your puzzle. It's your puzzle. Oh, oh, oh. It's yours. And put you back again. Your face is canvas, and your body serves as your easel. It's just so hard to quit when you're hooked on it. You're just a junkie craving one more plastic fix. Keep you up to date with all the latest trends of the seasons. Face of puzzle pieces. They don't fit together. Puzzle pieces. They don't fit together. It's never right, but you just can't move on. You can't decide, take away or put on your design. But you won't stop working. A masterpiece in the flesh. It's your puzzle. It's your puzzle.
KCSN St. Motel in the studio here. Woo. They brought their potted plants and lamps and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I remember AJ running into you on Vermont outside of the Dresden room, and you were I was like, hey, what's up? You're like, hey, we're working on some music video. We have the song with the Benny Goodman sample in it. Mm. And I think that's where you ended up doing the music video there at the Dresden, right?
Yeah. I was probably doing one of many nights of scouting and drinking martinis there and slowly convincing them that we weren't going to destroy their building, which was a great R&D, I guess.
And now you that was a sample, but now you have live horns here in the studio.
Yeah, I mean, we still use the sample live. Like, we based it off a sample from a movie of a cover, and turned out it's public domain.
So, oh, yeah. Well, that's good.
We lucked out.
That was from, I remember, the Hollywood Canteen performance.
Right. That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, we that was one of the first songs we ever used to sample, and it was really fun. And, I mean, these guys play clarinet, or at least Jeremy does. But
they claim to.
Yeah, but it is kind of nice to have that actual sample in there. It's something you can't like recreate the grittiness of it, you know. And
is that what prompted you to? You weren't doing horns and stuff before that, were you?
I think the first song we used horns on was probably "Feed Me Now."
Yeah.
And then, basically, Voyeur is like a halfway point between like a first EP and then our current EP, and it's when we were doing a development deal with the label. And it just dragged on forever, and it was just stagnant and frustrating. We decided to start self-producing, and then it was really freeing, and we were like, well, let's do anything we want to do. And that's when we started trying different instrumentations, and it became more fun.
I remember you guys did the Tar Pits performance a few years back, and that was right when that Benny Goodman song came out. And the kid in the video who did the dancing, you had him on stage. What was his name?
Miles Baby Boogaloo Brown.
Man, he had the moves.
He does, man. He's a kid is like on his way to superstardom. He's like in a hit TV show now called Blackish on ABC. And cool. He's his mentor is like Twitch. Stephen Boss, my old roommate from college.
Oh, wow. Of like Ellen fame now.
Of Ellen fame. Yeah, it's crazy, man. He's a really nice kid, and his parents are really awesome. And yeah, hopefully we'll do more collaboration with him.
And so you just played Coachella. Congratulations on that, on the main stage.
Thank you.
And you had dancers on stage. Was that's just a special for Coachella, or are you going to be doing that kind of thing more?
Well, you know, we probably would do it every time.
Maybe
if we
had a stage that big, we would.
Yeah, I think when you have we had a lot of space on the main stage, sure. And it was daytime, and we couldn't do lights, and it was, you know, it's a windy, dusty thing, and we wanted to do something big, and we wanted to do something, you know, we wanted to do Coachella for so long, we wanted to make the most of it, so that's why it ended up with dancers, but yeah, we'd take them with us if we could.
I love that you have a very theatrical, you know, sort of approach to your live shows. What do you want to do next?
Cold, Cold Man.
All right. It's All Saint right. Motel. It's 88.5 KCSN.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Same hotel here live in the studio, 88.5 KCSN. This is Shovel over here. We're in the performance room. Sky's on the other side of the glass. And we're going to be also playing this back on my show on Saturday night, the City of Night program as well. It's so great to see you guys and appreciate you coming in. I know it's been very busy. You've been doing a lot. And now you're back home for a little while and you probably just want to rest. So I appreciate you taking the time to come out here.
It's good to see you again, man. Yeah.
It's good to see you too. You've done now national television. What was your first?
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel was the first one we ever did here.
Yeah.
That was
a good start.
It was fun, man.
Really fun.
Not bad. Not bad. And so what are the future plans? You have the EP out now. You're working on looking at an album or what are the plans?
Yeah, the full length album sometime soon. Busy summer of touring, just kind of keeping on. More videos, remixes, probably
orchestras.
Yeah,
maybe
All sorts of weird things.
Are you still working on doing your own videos or?
A little bit,
AJ directed the My Type video that came out with this EP and the song. And now we're kind of looking ahead at, what the next video will be. So who knows? Yeah.
You guys have your fingers in many creative pies. I love that about you guys. And so, My Type is really taking off for you at radio. And I'm sure you're selling a lot of downloads. And I hope so.
Whatever the stats are these days.
We haven't seen the check yet, so we don't
know. Yeah, I think it's doing pretty well for you in terms of radio play around the country. And I'm sure you'll see a difference when you're touring, the enthusiasm and the people showing up for all the gigs. And hope you have a great time out there on the road. Are you going to play My Type?
Yeah. Hey.
All right.
Sure. You guys want it.
Sure.
You got to help clap along.
Yeah. Okay, I will.
And if you're at home or on your car, safely clap your hands along.
Yeah, you can drive with your legs, right?
Okay.
Take a look around the room. Love comes wearing disguises. How to go about it, choose. Break it down by shapes and sizes. I'm a man who's got very specific taste. You can just my type. Oh, you got a boss and you have me. Just my type. Ooh, oh. When there's loving in the air, yeah, don't fight it, just keep breathing. I can't help myself but stay here. Double check for double meanings. I'm a man who's got very specific tastes. Yo, you're just my type. Oh, you got a pulse and you are breathing. Huh. Yo, you're just my type. Oh, I can tell the way you're leaving. Yo, you're just my type.
State Motel here, 88.5 KCSN. Thanks again, guys, for coming. AJ and Greg and Aaron and Dak. And we're going to call them the State Motel
Horn Dudes.
Horns of Plenty.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's good. That's a good name.
Right on. Dude. Thanks, guys. State Motel. It's 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks for having us.
Have fun out there.
We're St. Motel, and you're listening to 88.5 KCSN. Want to do the fundraiser one? Two. We're St. Motel, and please help KCSN keep the spirit of music alive in Los Angeles radio. Give online at kcsn.org. Perfect.
I would donate.
The Latin one?
I'd fucking donate.
All right. We're St. Motel. You are listening to LatinAlt.org, the Los Angeles home for all things Latin alternative. Like St. Motel.